in the August of 2012. Got up one morning to shave. Noticed a lump on my neck. Mm. You know, thought, let's go and get it checked out. Various bits and pieces, trying antibiotics and things like that. No improvement, no pain, nothing like that. And then eventually went for various tests. And 28th of November, I was diagnosed with cancer in my lymph nodes, the right-hand side of my neck. And the primary cancer was in the tonsil. And then phone call then the following day to say I was going into hospital. And I underwent a radical neck dissection. I was allowed back home after 7 to 10 days. And I had a few people come and visit me from work, etc. I'm on a scheme, probably like a lot of people, where you get paid for the first 6 months. So there was no issue at that stage about finances. Everything was good. And so we rolled on at various meetings with the consultants, and a date was set for the chemo radiotherapy. So it was to be 30 sessions over 6 weeks, with two chemo being put in at session 6 and session 24. The idea was to try and get back into it, but I work at a nuclear licensed site, so one of the issues that we've got is where could I go? So it was decided that I would stay off work. I was off work until the September of 2013, so that's 9 months. And then I spoke with my manager, my HR department, and we devised a plan. And that plan began on 1 hour a week. The first hour probably consisted of going to the coffee bar, sitting in there, talking to people, finishing my coffee and going home. We did 1 hour for 1 month. We then increased that to two. But we did it on... So 1 hour on one day, 1 hour on another day. So to sort of split it up and get back in the routine of driving to and from work as well, because we had to assess that. And then we just made a plan. We made the plan and we sat down and we slowly increased to the end of the year. And I think I was working 8 hours by December. And that was split over 2 days. The other thing as well, I'd obviously built up a lot of holiday. So we said what we agreed was I would do so much work, have a week off. So much work, have a week off. And that's how we did it. And then on September the 1st of 2014 is when I actually came through the gates and did my first full-time hours, full week and full-time hours.
Great. So how did you feel on that moment?
It's a buzz, but it's also very emotional too, you know, because you've actually made it back to level par. But it has been a journey. I've been well supported all the way through it by family, friends, certainly the company and colleagues, etc. I think because of the how common cancer has become, one of the things we set up the cancer support group on site, and what we quickly found out, there was quite a few people on site who suffered various forms of cancer, and I'd not been the first. So in terms of experience, etc., and support, the HR department were excellent.
Generally, do you think at the moment we do enough to support people who are living and working with cancer, and I suppose support their family as well?
I think it's certainly getting better. It's looking at what type of schemes are. So I was fortunate because we had a sort of income protection scheme which you can take out, which proved really, you know, vital. Otherwise it would have meant probably getting by on benefits, etc., for about 3 months, which certainly would have had a big impact. I think as the disease has got more common, there is more knowledge out there, and I think maybe people are preparing for it more. So I think there is certainly still room for improvement, but on the whole, from my experience, I'm sort of well pleased.